Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Big talk down at City Hall today, folks. Mayor Adams proposing an expansion of involuntary commitment laws for the severely mentally ill. Make it plain, Larry Mullins. It's a program where healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, etc., can determine and recommend that you need help mentally, and they can have you put in a treatment facility or recommend that you be put in one, whether you like it or not. Wins family, you already know what the legal aid folks are thinking, right? Here's Marla Diamond with the details.
Mayor Adams touted quality of life gains during his term, but says illegal drug use on city streets is a stubborn problem.
We must help those struggling finally get treatment, whether they recognize the need for it or not.
He's asking Albany lawmakers to expand new involuntary commitment laws and give medical professionals the legal authority to transport those with serious addictions to a hospital.
We are also going to boost outreach in hotspots like the South Bronx and Lower Manhattan.
Mayor Adams is committing $27 million for outreach and drug treatment. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Yeah, so Legal Aid issued a statement to us late today saying, quote, forcing New Yorkers struggling with addiction into involuntary detention is traumatic and raises serious civil rights concerns and does nothing, it says, to address the root causes of substance abuse, end quote. We'll see how it goes, folks. We'll keep you posted on this one. An update now on a story we told you about yesterday about a little dog who had a guy who had his dog stolen after he fell asleep on the subway. Sources tell us the dog, an American bully, has been safely returned to a Bronx police precinct. Still no word on what happened to the dog napper. We're told the pooch was found and returned by a Good Samaritan. Ah, I thought the dog napper had a conscience and turned him back in. The incident happened Sunday morning on an Uptown D near Bainbridge Avenue in East 206. Police say the 45-year-old owner dozed off a little bit and woke up and, oh, baby was gone. Oh, no. Somebody had snatched up his pup. Well, they released surveillance video yesterday of the suspect as well as photos of the stolen dog. We're expecting an update this hour also from Mayor Adams and city health officials on the deadly Legionnaires outbreak up in Harlem. In its last update, the health department said three people have died. Nearly 100 have gotten sick since late July. 15 folks remain hospitalized, in fact. 12 cooling towers have tested culture positive for live Legionella bacteria. 11 of the 12 cooling towers have been remediated. The final tower required to be completed by August the 15th. Cases of the cluster have been found in 5 zip codes all across Harlem. Legionnaires is caused by a bacteria that grows in warm water. Some city leaders have raised concerns about cooling towers and the role they may have played in this health crisis. City lawmakers and advocates, meantime, calling for the release today of a Brooklyn high school student who was detained by ICE about a week ago.
For 10 days now, 20-year-old Mamadou Diallo, a Brooklyn Frontier high school student, has been sitting at a detention center in Pennsylvania after being arrested by ICE. Murad Awade is president of the New York Immigration Coalition, among those demanding his immediate release.
This is not the first New York City public school student who has been taken, who was tricked and trapped at a courthouse to come in and then detained and disappeared the next second that they got out of their courtroom.
There's protests outside of DOE's offices on Chambers Street.
When I say free, you say Mukhtar. Free!
Mukhtar!
Free!
Mukhtar!
When I say free, you say Mukhtar. Free!
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. In Lower Manhattan.
AccuWeather says intervals of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Very warm and humid with drenching thunderstorms in parts of the city. We'll get to a high of 88. We're almost there at 87 degrees right now. A Long Island teenager facing attempted murder charges now for a double shooting at an apartment complex in East Islip back in June. The 15-year-old is accused of firing multiple shots in the pool area. This is at the Hawthorne Living Complex. This after an argument between two groups turned physical. A 16-year-old involved in the dispute was shot, as well as a bystander. Both victims rushed to area hospitals in serious condition at the time. The unnamed teen defendant is due in court today for his arraignment. City Council will vote today on a pair of bills meant to give transgender patients stronger protections in local hospitals. Public advocate Jamani Williams introduced the measures. He says under the Trump administration, it's more important than ever to protect vulnerable communities.
It's important for me to bring people along on that journey of equity and to make folks understand that the reason you don't have health care is not because trans people have health care. It's because somebody's getting really rich while you're getting sick.
Yeah, part of a broader effort by local lawmakers to bolster LGBTQ rights in the face of federal rollbacks. The council voted earlier this year to protect access to gender-affirming care and negotiated new funding for health care, housing, as well as employment programs. A Manhattan man was indicted today on grand larceny and fraud charges. He's accused of posing as a wealthy investor, big timer, stealing more than $300,000, the DA says, from folks, though, who thought he was helping with their business ventures. Prosecutors say William Julian ran the scheme for more than 3 years, operating under the names of several fake investment companies, Cordona Group, Paradigm International. He's accused of fooling at least five individuals into believing he was a well-connected financier who could offer them business assistance. But once they paid him deposits, they say Julian spent the money on personal expenses. A flight here, a credit card payment there, fancy dining, retail establishments, a little blingity bling bling bling. Prosecutors say he'd never funded any business ventures except his own. Downtown, city council set to vote on rezoning parts of Midtown to make way for thousands of new affordable homes, calling the mixed-use plan the largest of its kind in 20 years. Supporters say it'll eventually deliver 10,000 new homes, including 3,000 affordable housing units, and that it'll transform Midtown South into a vibrant live and work community. It's a $500 million project that would be focused around the garment district there. Mayor Adams says a large part of the housing would come from vacant, you know, converted office spaces that they haven't been using for years. Plan also calls for creating tree canopies, supposed to be gorgeous, they say, at 34th Street, car-free busway, bike lines, school improvements, the works. We will let you know how that vote goes, folks. It's going to be nice, they say.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.